This morning we turn together to Psalm 147. As we meditate upon the Word of God today, Psalm 147, and I'll be reading all the verses of this chapter. Psalm 147, beginning at verse 1, what we hear now is God's Word. Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant, and a song of praise is fitting. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the number of the stars. He gives to all of them their names. Great is our Lord, and abundant in power. His understanding is beyond measure. The Lord lifts up the humble. He casts the wicked to the ground. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Make melody to our God on the lyre. He covers the heavens with clouds. He prepares rain for the earth. He makes grass grow on the hills. He gives to the beasts their food and to the young ravens that cry. His delight is not in the strength of the horse, nor his pleasure in the legs of a man, but the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his steadfast love. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion, for he strengthens the bars of your gates. He blesses your children within you. He makes peace in your borders. He fills you with the finest of the wheat. He sends out his command to the earth. His word runs swiftly. He gives snow like wool. He scatters hoarfrost like ashes. He hurls down his crystals of ice like crumbs. Who can stand before his cold? He sends out his word and melts them. He makes his wind blow and the waters flow. He declares his word to Jacob, his statutes and rules to Israel. He has not dealt thus with any other nation. They do not know his rules. Praise the Lord. Here we end the reading of God's holy word. I haven't looked back on the past to confirm this for sure, but I've been preaching Thanksgiving messages for almost 20 years now, and I think I start everyone the same way. I'm not sure, maybe you remember, perhaps you don't. But I often talk about the fact that Thanksgiving is not a particularly Christian holiday. It's not one of the holidays that commemorate something in the life of Christ. We often commemorate Christ's birth. We commemorate his death. We commemorate his resurrection. We commemorate his ascension. We commemorate the outpouring of the Spirit. All of these are particularly Christian holidays. Thanksgiving is not like that. It doesn't call attention to any particular event in the life of Christ. So why are we here today? Kids, why are we here on a Thursday morning? You're out of school, beautiful day, you could be playing outside maybe instead, but we decided to come together and have a church service. And I would suggest that even though Thanksgiving is not a particularly Christian holiday, that it is right for us to be here. It is proper for us to be here. It is fitting for us to be here to give thanks to our God. And that's what Psalm 147 talks about. It is good to sing praise to God. It is pleasant to do so. And a song of praise is fitting. It is fitting. It is right. It is proper that we, as the people of God, on this day in particular, as well as every day, but on this day in particular, should gather together to give thanks to God for all of his blessings to us. It is right, it is proper, it is fitting. Psalm 147 is a beautiful psalm that spells out reasons why it's fitting for us to give our praise and thanks to God. There's actually three different stanzas in this psalm. We're going to look at verses 2 through 6 as the first stanza, the second stanza, verses 7 through 11, and then the last stanza, verses 12 to the end. Three reasons why it's fitting for us to give thanks to God. First of all, it's fitting to give thanks to God for his power. And verses 2 through 6 speak about the power of God, and particularly highlighting His power to restore. Look at verse 2. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the outcasts of Israel. Psalm 147, very likely written after the exile, after God's people had gone away into captivity, and now they're being brought back. And God once again gathers His people. He brings them together as His church. His power to restore them and to constitute them once again as the body of the Lord, as His special chosen people. God restores His body. He brings His people together. What a blessing that we don't have to go through our life alone. We don't go through life without the fellowship of other believers. But God brings us together as a body. We have come to this congregation from various different churches, but God brings us together. He restores us. We belong to each other, and that's something to give thanks for. It is fitting as the Lord builds up Jerusalem, as He gathers the outcasts of Israel. He restores us as a body. He restores us as individuals. Look at verse 3. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. God is concerned about us as individuals. He heals the brokenhearted. Perhaps you're here today saying, you know what? I don't think I have that much to be thankful for. This hasn't been a very good week or month or year for me. Why should I get together with God's people and be thankful on this day? Because God is the God who binds up the brokenhearted. Those who are hurting, He helps and restores. He binds up their wounds. He heals them. And that can be encouragement for us as well. Perhaps we're in the midst of difficulty, in the midst of trial, and coming together today is a reminder that God will hear the prayers of His people. God will hear us as we cry out to Him, asking Him to restore us. It is good. It is right. It is fitting to bring praise to God, for He is the God who is powerful to restore His people. Even in times of trial, God is still in charge. The psalmist continues to talk about the power of God. Verse 4, He determines the number of the stars. He gives to all of them their names. So many times in this psalm, the psalmist takes a picture from nature and then applies it to us as God's people. The power of God in His knowledge. He knows all the stars. He gave them all their names. Think of that, children. Maybe some of you have learned something about the sky and about astronomy, and you can go out at night and you can look up and you can say, oh yeah, I recognize that set of stars. That's the Big Dipper, and I recognize that one over there, and there's the North Star, and oh, there's the Belt of Orion, and you can maybe pick out a few of these constellations. God knows all the stars. Every one by name. He gave them their name. He determines the number of the stars. He gives to all of them their names. The power of God is beyond our understanding. What He knows, what is revealed to Him that we can only begin to glimpse at. Great is our Lord and abundant in power. His understanding is beyond measure. And then He says, the Lord lifts up the humble. He casts the wicked to the ground. The Lord lifts up the humble. This great God, this powerful God, this one who knows the names of all the stars, He knows your name too. He knows your needs too. And He is powerful enough to care for us in our time of need. He lifts up those who are humble, who bow before Him, who recognize His greatness, His glory, His majesty, which is beyond our understanding. And yet for those who acknowledge God, that He is the one who is in control, God lifts up the humble. He knows your name. He knows who you are. He knows what you need. And from His power, He can satisfy those needs. It is good. It is pleasant. It is fitting that we gather today to praise God for His power. We praise Him on this Thanksgiving Day also for His provision for us. Verse 7, sing to the Lord with thanksgiving.
make melody to our God on the lyre. He covers the heavens with clouds. He prepares rain for the earth. He makes grass grow on the hills. He gives to the beasts their food and to the young ravens when they cry. The psalmist talks about God's provision for his creation. It echoes the words earlier from Psalm 104. There we read also of God's power to provide for creation. You make springs gush forth in the valleys. You flow that flow between the hills. They give drink to every beast of the field. The wild donkeys quench their thirst. Beside them the birds of the heavens dwell. They sing among the branches. From your lofty abode you water the mountains. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of your work. You cause the grass to grow for the livestock and plants for men to cultivate that he may bring forth food from the earth. God provides for his creation. He provides for the beasts. He provides for the birds. And how much more then won't he provide for us as well? He knows our physical needs. He knows what we lack and what is necessary for us. And he of his abundant provision provides for us. It is good, it is proper, it is fitting to recognize God is the one who gives us what we need. God is the one who provides for us. The psalmist says, his delight is not in the strength of the horse or his pleasure in the legs of a man, but the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him and whose hope is in his steadfast love. Thanksgiving Day is a reminder to us that we give thanks to another for what he has done. We give thanks to God. And I say that because it's easy for us, especially for us, I guess, as heads of the home, to begin to think that we provide for our families. We work hard. We put the food on the table. We pay the mortgage. We do all these things to care for our families. But it is God. It is God who gives us the ability to work. He is the one that gives us employment. It's a difficult time to even hold a job now. God provides that for us. It's a reminder that he will continue to provide for his people. Not the strength of a horse, not the pleasure in a man, what we can do, what we can accomplish, but what God has given to us. Thanksgiving turns our thoughts away from ourselves. Look what we have done. And puts our eyes once again squarely upon God. Look what he has done for us. It is right. It is proper. It is fitting to give thanks to our God because he knows what we need and he provides what we need. Perhaps many of us today will go home and have a meal, and on the table will be turkey and mashed potatoes and green bean casserole and stuffing and all of these things. Whether we go home to that meal or whether we go home to a table that has hot dogs and macaroni and cheese, God has provided for us. He has given us food again for the day. And we thank him for that. He knows our needs. We acknowledge him. It is right. It is proper. It is fitting on this day to give thanks to our God for his provision for his people. The psalmist ends with this final section saying it is fitting to give God, to give praise to God and thanks to God for the peace that he provides. Verse 12. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. For he strengthens the bars of your gates. He blesses your children within you. He makes peace in your borders. He fills you with the finest of the wheat. God's blessing of peace. A peace that rests upon his people. Now, we sometimes talk about the fact that the world is no friend to grace. There is an enmity between the church and the world. But at the same time, we recognize that we live in the world and God has granted his church peace, the ability to gather for worship without fear. The world doesn't love what we do today, but they don't persecute us for what we do today. We have the freedom to come together as God's people. We have the freedom to meet in safety, in comfort, in peace, to lift our voices in praise to God, not worrying about who might hear us. God gives peace to His people, peace to His church. He makes peace within your borders. We gather together as one congregation, as one people of God. We are not experiencing radical division in our congregation. We gather together with one purpose, one intent, to praise God for who He is, to join our hearts, our minds, our voices together as His people. And we get to do this Lord's Day after Lord's Day after Lord's Day. God gives peace within the borders of the church. Oh, it doesn't mean we all agree on every single thing. But we are all moving in the same direction. How can we best live our lives to give thanks and praise to God? There are peace within the borders of Zion. God strengthens the bars of our gates. He blesses our children within us. And the psalmist says, He fills you with the finest of the wheat. And the psalmist here, really, I'm sure, speaking beyond what he could even have known, points us forward to God's greatest blessing for His church. We are fed with the finest of wheat, with the best of the bread, with the bread that gives us life and strength. What is that bread of life, children? Who is that bread of life, children? Jesus is the finest of wheat, the bread of life, which gives strength to us not only physically, but truly spiritually. And for that, we give thanks to God today. For a peace not just with our brothers and sisters in Christ, but for a peace that was made between God and man. We were those who were fallen, sinful, and running away from God. And God sent His Son, Jesus Christ, the bread of life, the finest of wheat, to come and to bring us back into fellowship. He has forgiven our sins. He has washed us. He has cleansed us. He has made us new creatures. It is right. It is proper. It is fitting for us to thank God for that gift, for the gift of salvation, for the gift of being reconciled to God. We are not at enmity with Him. We are not afraid of Him. But we are His children, and He encourages, and He strengthens, and He builds up His children, His people, His church. It is fitting. It is right. It is proper for us to give praise and thanks to God for the peace that He has made between God and man, a peace that only He could accomplish. Notice how the psalmist ends here. These pictures of destruction. He sends snow like wool. He scatters hoarfrost like ashes. He hurls down His crystals of ice like crumbs. Who can stand before His cold? A picture of the destructive power of God to bring cold upon the earth. And who can withstand that? No one can withstand that. So where does the psalmist say? He sends out His word and melts them. He makes His wind blow and the waters flow. God is the one who accomplishes the safety from the destruction. He is the one who will bring the destruction upon us, but He is the one who also provides the escape from the destruction. That's the picture the psalmist is giving us here. The only way we can have peace, the only way we can have security, is to recognize God must act. It is not what we can do. It is not what our hands have done. We are the recipients of the blessings that God gives to those who fall down before Him, acknowledging they are unworthy, they are weak and frail, and yet He then builds us up. He has revealed His word to Jacob, His statutes and rules to Israel. God reveals this way of salvation to us. He has not hidden the path of blessing. He's not hidden the path toward true thanksgiving. But He has revealed for all who acknowledge Me, they have the assurance of salvation. Where are you today? Have you acknowledged that it is not what you have done that makes you thankful today? It is not what you could accomplish to put the food on the table or to accomplish a peace with God. If you have not acknowledged your need to fall down before Him, if you have not acknowledged your need to confess your sins, then today is kind of an empty day. Oh yeah, we can be thankful for the external things, some food and some clothes and some things like that, but we have no real peace with God. If you want to truly enter into thanksgiving, acknowledge your need to trust wholly upon the powerful God, the one who is powerful to save, the one who by His power will build up the humble, the one who by His provision will care for all of our daily needs, and the one who by the power of His Son Jesus Christ made peace between God and man. He has not dealt thus with any other nations. They do not know His rules. Praise the Lord. It is right for the people of God to gather today. It is right. It is proper. It is fitting. May God help us today to truly thank Him, to praise Him, to honor Him for all that He has done. For that is fitting for us. Let's join together in prayer. Lord our God, we thank You for this psalm which gives us such beautiful pictures and reminders that we can be thankful to You. Pictures of Your work in creation around us and the blessings that overflow toward us as Your people. Or Lord God, today, make us truly thankful. A wholehearted thanksgiving to You for all the blessings You have provided. If we are going through times of difficulty, O God, thank You for reminding us that You build up Jerusalem. You heal the brokenhearted. You bind up their wounds. You lift up the humble. Humble our hearts, O God, that we might experience Your blessing. We thank You that You have accomplished a perfect peace, so we truly can be thankful today, not only for physical blessings, but for spiritual as well. O Lord God, accept our praise. Accept our thanks, for it is fitting for us to do so. Hear our prayer, for Jesus' sake. Amen.